Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When dinosaurs ruled the Earth, our mammalian ancestors survived by adopting a nocturnal lifestyle. And if you are looking for evidence of this nocturnal past, Chris Kirk, associate professor of anthropology at the University of Texas at Austin, says the eyes have it.
One of the central questions for scientists who study vision is how eyes adapt to function across a broad range of light levels. Light intensities on a moonless night are 100 million times less intense than those on a bright, sunny day. My colleagues Margaret Hall, Jason Camillar, and I wanted to study how the time of day that an animal is active influences the anatomy of its eyes. To explore this issue, we gathered measurements of eye and cornea size for 840 species of living mammals, birds, and lizards. Within birds and lizards, we found that diurnal species have the smallest corneas for their eye size, while nocturnal species have the largest corneas for their eye size. This is the expected pattern because nocturnal species need larger corneas to increase the light-gathering capacity of their eyes at night. However, when we compared mammalian species with other vertebrates, we found that nearly all mammals have eye shapes that are most similar to nocturnal birds and lizards. These results show that even mammals that are active by day have eye shapes that appear nocturnally adapted when compared with birds and lizards. One explanation for this finding is the fact that all mammals probably share a long period of adaptation for nocturnal life. During the Mesozoic era, when dinosaurs were the dominant vertebrates on land, mammals were mostly small insectivores that were nocturnally or cathemerally active. It's during this time period that mammals evolved their keen senses of smell, hearing, and touch, which function well regardless of whether it's day or night. But it's also during the Mesozoic that mammals probably evolved their characteristically nocturnal eye shapes. The eyes of living mammals show evidence of this past 65 million years after most dinosaurs went extinct and mammals took their place as the dominant vertebrates on land.
That was Chris Kirk of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
Darkness, darkness, be my pillow.